It's Tuesday, June 9th, AD 2026. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and Timothy Reed, and heard on 140 radio stations and at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Religious freedom is tenuous in Vietnam. That's the subject of a new report by International Christian Concern. At last count, Vietnam has 57 unreleased religious prisoners, five of whom were subjected to government-initiated torture. Pastors and evangelists are imprisoned for what is called, quote, undermining national unity policy, end quote, or, quote, abusing democratic freedoms, end quote, whatever that is. And Christmas is a dangerous time for Vietnamese Christians. That's when arrests accelerate in the Central Highlands, especially for believers who are caught worshiping in churches unsponsored by the communist government. Tensions between the United States and the United Kingdom have increased over the killing of a Brit named Henry Nowak. Last December, he was killed by a Sikh, a son of an Indian immigrant. The murderer had falsely accused Nowak of a hate crime. Sadly, the police chose to believe the murderer instead of the victim in the crime. In response, the U.S. State Department issued a statement pointing out, quote, ideological conditioning and two-tiered policing, end quote, as, quote, glaring symptoms of civilizational decline, end quote, in the United Kingdom. Vice President J.D. Vance also stated on social media that, quote, Henry Nowak died the same way a civilization dies, abandoned, handcuffed by authorities who neither trusted nor cared for him, and accused of hate crimes he did not commit, end quote. The most evangelicals in the world live in, you may have never guessed it, China. The Joshua Project puts China at the top with 106 million evangelicals. The United States comes in second with 92 million evangelicals. Then comes Nigeria with 64 million and Brazil with 53 million. The other nations with the largest evangelical populations include Ethiopia, Kenya, Mexico, and Uganda. Among the unreached nations of the world with the lowest Christian populations are these European countries: Austria, Finland, Greece, Greenland, Norway, and Sweden. Brazil has seen a surge of evangelicals, now at 27%, up from 21.6% in 2010. Brazil's atheist population grew from 8% to 9.3%. The nation's Roman Catholic population took the hit, losing about 8% since 2010. Catholics now represent only 56.7% of Brazilians. Catholicism made up 99% of the population back in 1890, according to the recently released Census of Traditional Peoples and Communities. America is viewed as increasingly unpopular worldwide, while China is receiving higher marks for popular approval. Gallup's recent international poll found America at a 31% level versus China's 36%. That's the highest gap in history. America's net approval ratings have always dropped to the lowest levels in the history of the survey, now at negative 15%. Iowa conservative Zach Lawn won the nomination for governor in a crowded Iowa GOP primary last week. Lawn won his primary with just 38% of the vote, a close victory over Trump-endorsed Congressman Randy Feenstra, who earned 37.2% of the vote. Listen to the opening of Lon's victory speech.
I don't have to tell you this, but nobody thought this could be done. We were outspent, opposed by the establishment, told to wait our turn. Well, tonight the people of Iowa had something to say about that, that we're not going to wait anymore.
Lon is a sixth-generation Iowan who has spoken out against chemical manufacturers and Chinese land ownership here in the United States. The LGBTQ and so-called Pride Month fervor has slowed greatly under the Trump administration, but not completely. Sports teams across the nation continue to celebrate Homosexual Pride Month. To their credit, the Texas Rangers are the only team in Major League Baseball to abstain from celebrating perverted lifestyles. But some are still standing against homosexuality on a personal level. Dodgers pitcher Blake Treinen was the only player on his team who did not appear on the field in a homosexual pride hat last Friday, standing by his convictions. The Dodgers organization has been known to openly support homosexuality, transgenderism, and drag. Influencer John Root praised Treinen's actions. He wrote, quote, "While other professed Christians, Dodgers shortstop Mookie Betts and manager Dave Roberts wore homosexual transgender pride hats, only Blake Treinen, the pitcher, refused. Do not bow down to the idols of our age, Christians. Stand firm like Treinen," end quote. Ephesians 6:13 says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Send a two-sentence thank you note to Blake Treinen for standing against the homosexual agenda. The address is Los Angeles Dodgers, 1000 Vin Scully Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90012. President Donald Trump's controversial $1.7 billion anti-weaponization fund has been shot down by the courts and those within his own party. Several Republican senators objected to the newly created fund, which would have had taxpayers foot the bill and paid out victims of political persecution while also shielding the Trump family from federal tax review. And finally, on this date, June 9th, A.D. 597, the great Irish Christian missionary Columba went to be with the Lord. Columba planted churches all over Scotland and established the famed missionary school on the Isle of Iona in A.D. 563, a training ground for missionaries over the next several centuries. Born around the year A.D. 521, Columba was in line to become a High King of Ireland, but chose to serve the Lord in foreign lands instead. Isaiah 52 verse 7 states, "How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns." And that's The Worldview on this Tuesday, June 9th in the year of our Lord, 2026. Subscribe for free by Spotify, Amazon Music, or by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Plus, you can get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
This has been a production of the Generations Media Network. For more information, go to generations.org/media.
Thanks for listening to The Worldview in 5 minutes. If you want to go deeper than the headlines and build a biblical worldview in your home, Generations has resources to help you anchor your family in truth, books, curriculum, and tools for every stage of life. And right now, listeners get 15% off any order with the code WV5. Just use WV and the number 5 at checkout at generations.org. Thanks for staying grounded in God's Word with us every day.